Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I have no interest in seeing the videotape of Robert Kraft inside.
Dale, you know what my friends call me.
Oh, I know. Whiskers.
Because I'm curious like a cat. So put me down for watching that video once.
I'll pass.
I'll do anything once. That
is a hard pass for me. I'm fine. Thank you.
All right, so Dale's voted. But for the show, Dale, you need to watch it for the show.
No, I
could
probably.
It's called work, Dale.
Thank you, Eamon. So, Eamon,
No, we're talking work.
All right, maybe some good news for Whiskers and bad news for Dale and all this. So we reported yesterday that Kraft and the other suspects in that sting down in Florida, in Jupiter, Florida, were offered a plea deal. It would require Kraft to complete a course about prostitution, the 100 hours of community service, yada, yada, yada. But he would have to admit that he would have been found guilty if he went to trial. And in lieu of that, the charges would all be dropped. And Kraft said no. Well, prosecutors have now told Robert Kraft, and guess who's reporting the story? TMZ.
Oh, no, they're out for it.
Jeez, I wonder why they're reporting it.
Prosecutors are now reporting that to Robert Kraft, we are not helping you keep those spa videos under wrap.
Please, God.
He may have a problem here. Sources familiar with the case are telling TMZ that the state attorney's office in Palm Beach County declined to join in on the motion that Kraft and 14 other suspects filed Wednesday in Florida, seeking to prevent the release of any evidence, including, obviously, the video footage from inside the spa. Now, this is a big deal, according to TMZ, because if prosecutors were on board with the motion to protect the evidence, it would be much more likely the judge would sign off on it. However, the prosecutors opted to let Kraft and the other alleged Johns fly solo with their motion, so it's unclear if they'll get their wish. This begs the question, why wouldn't the state attorney not cooperate in the effort to keep the evidence under wraps, especially considering it's an open investigation where police have very publicly claimed to be concerned about alleged victims? TMZ put that question to the state attorney general's office and got a no.
Yeah, this is pretty simple. As far as prosecutors go, this is turned. This is no longer about human trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
This is no longer about protecting the victims. This is about
not letting him
because
fight it.
Their human trafficking case is out the door. So if it's not okay, so now it's about prostitution. I get it, but if you're so concerned about these women, why would you put videos of these women out there? Not just Robert Kraft. You're putting a video of these, you're embarrassing these women as well. So it's not about protecting these women.
Right.
You have no case in human trafficking. You don't care about the women. What you do is you care about embarrassing Robert Kraft.
Well, I also feel like if you're the state's attorney, if you're the prosecutor on this case, I think you're pretty pissed.
That's why
they're going to come. Yeah, so they're not playing nice. They're not going to do you any favors. This is a power struggle.
Yeah.
And I would not mess with it. I wouldn't, because the case is, if you want to chop it up and beat it up and dissect it and try and get them on a technicality, go ahead. But you think they're just going to allow themselves just to be pushed around and look silly? No, they're going to fight back. They're going to and they're going to fight dirty as much as they can. And then and their biggest asset, their strongest trump card, is that tape. So, because we know that the biggest fear, at least if I was Kraft, would be the fact that that tape would be getting out. Because screw guilty, screw innocence, I'll do the stupid classes, I'll do all that stuff. I just don't want my kids, my grandkids, everybody else, that all these awards that I'm going to be getting. I don't want any of this getting out there.
Yeah, it's a power game right now. You're right. And what better way to play the power game but to give the story to TMZ, the most likely
recipient of that tape.
Exactly.
Oh, they're going to get it.
But it's just, it's I don't know. I mean, when you hear the initial press conference, this for them, it was about human trafficking. That's what it was all about.
For who?
For people down in West Palm.
Like, for the
police department.
I'm not sure.
At first, whatever, they played
it
off.
They used it
as this was about human sex trafficking, and this is a big story in this country, and we have to, you know, we do all the spas around the country, I mean, the state of Florida, and this is what we're here for, human trafficking. Now this has turned into, there is no human trafficking, you know, and so now it's turned into, okay, well, fine, everybody called our bluff. The story got so much attention, we got exposed. You're right, there's no human trafficking involved. So you know what we're going to do? Screw it. We're just going to release the tapes. And because if Robert Kraft's name wasn't here, this wouldn't even...
We all know this would be nothing. No, if all those other Johns were still there and Kraft was not on that list, none of this stuff would have come to light. And I said this day one. It seemed to me very strange that they have a press conference on day one. They talk about human trafficking, but they're more interested in announcing we have Robert Kraft here as one of the Johns. Somebody that we recognize, everybody out there recognizes, and they could use it now. And remember, these people are voted into office down there. They're the main prosecutor is a former state senator down there. And so these are political people. They're playing the political game here. And they're Democrats.
I don't know if this is a friend of Trump.
Oh, this is a friend of Trump.
But I would say
that's not it.
Oh, the Kraft-Trump connection is not a connection?
No, I don't think what I think you're doing is if you're taking a bunch of hard-working middle-class guys that are working their ass off and they put a case together and a bunch of detectives, they work their ass off, and here comes this rich guy trying to, you know, work the system and try and, you know, get them on a technicality and try to basically take all their work away. I will agree with you on one thing because this was obvious. Remember this? The very first day you mentioned Kraft, it was all about Kraft from the very beginning. The day it broke, this was the press conference.
Liz, can you confirm for us that name is the high-profile individual and professional sports franchise owner that we believe it to be? And could you please speak to that name and that situation?
Yes, sir. He is one of the individuals.
Name who he is?
That would be Mr. Robert Kraft.
Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots?
Yes, sir.
And what is he being charged with?
He's being charged with the same offenses as the others, and that is soliciting another to commit prostitution.
And how many accounts may he face?
Right now we have two.
I said that right after it happened. And you don't even have to answer it. If you're a law enforcement guy, you get up there and you sit there and say, well, we have a long list. We've released the list, and it's out there with the addresses of the Johns that we've arrested. But you answer specific questions. You're giving his occupation. You're giving him what he... You're not doing that with anybody else.
No, and, you know, I don't know if you saw it, but by the way, this is the third one, but article that the Boston Globe put out today on Robert Kraft.
Yeah.
The first one, It's Time for Kraft to Own This by Yvonne Abraham. It's about time he's got to come forward and admit. Then the other one was, does the plea deal for Robert Kraft send the wrong message? That was from Stephanie Ebert.
Who was that?
Saying that there should be no plea deal for him. He should be charged. But finally, they put out some information, which was nice. Well, the sheriff actually talked about the video, not like just through TMZ. He came out and talked about it. He says, this is Martin County Sheriff William Schneider. I do think ultimately they're probably going to get released, speaking of the videos. Once the case is over, it's not an ongoing investigation. There has to be specific reason not to release the public record. And the fact that there's sexual activity is not an exception. Which I find hard to believe. I don't think that would be the one exception.
It's sexual activity?
Yeah, like putting porn out there on the internet.
Well, hold on. You're not putting it out. Well, I mean, eventually that's what happens.
But
if a reporter asked for it.
But as he says, like, there has to be a specific reason not to make a public record, and sexual activity is not an exception.
Yeah, well, but they'll cover up some areas.
But I would just think that would be.
The fact is that this is the whole, like, Steven Seagal, you may be above the law, but you're not above mine. It's all about movies today, but that is what it is.
I mean, I know it's going to be above the law, but you're not above mine. They're going to put the little blurry thing out there and everything, but, you know, I guess, like, domestic violence, like a video of it, but sex? She's going to send out a sex tape.
Well, I find
like
it.
Brandon Spikes.
She's going to
throw it out. The Kardashians right now. She's going to put it on the internet. No big deal.
I find it fascinating, though, when the sheriff is talking about. Yeah, me and the boys were stroked up the old Sony up on the wall. And we were sitting there watching.
Stroked?
Yeah, we were watching the old video or whatever. The Yvonne Abraham piece, though, in the Boston Globe that you just mentioned is very interesting. Let me read a sentence for you here, okay? Until last month, Kraft was embraced as a champion for women's safety, lending his high profile and his millions to those fighting abuse and exploitation. Apart from his dogged personal and financial devotion to a president who has belittled women and boasted of assaulting them, Kraft seemed a reliable ally. Perhaps his support for Donald Trump was more of a tell than it seemed. I think you're naive, Christian, if you don't believe that a big part of this is politically motivated.
No.
You can look at party affiliation.
No, you're missing it. I'm talking strictly the police officers, the detectives. They are not politically motivated. They are work motivated. They are.
We're talking about the prosecutor now.
But here's what happened. So, and it all starts with the detectives and the grunts and the guys with boots on the ground. It starts with those guys and their agenda and what they were trying to do and how I believe that they think Kraft is making a mockery of it, picking on them, pushing them around, using his wealth, his status, and his power.
No, I think the prosecutor.
That's
is.
What it is.
No,
but hold on. Then you get the opportunists, and then you sit there. If you're the prosecutor, you try. You want to win. Because you basically just get rid of all the work that they did. You humiliate them on a very simple a charge. It's a misdemeanor. You got caught. Own it. Move on. Okay, so you don't want to take it. You don't want to do the right thing. You don't want to accept your responsibility. You want to fight it. All right. Oh, you're not just some dude down the street.
No, you're right.
So yeah, but I'm going to fight you. It is part of it. Yeah, but yeah. But specific to that. I think it morphs into
that. Right, it's out of their hands now, though. I think you're sensitive to it because your dad was a cop.
No.
It's out of their hands.
Sensitivity has nothing to do with it. But you just can't see it.
No, but it's in the hands right now of the prosecutor. It's in the courtrooms right now.
But do you
now.
Think
That's
he likes that this police department is going to get embarrassed or looked upon? I mean, right already we're sitting there saying, you didn't care about these women. Human trafficking my ass. You videotaped them having sex for how many months? If you really cared about these women, you would have done something about it. So you start questioning their motives. Then we're going to start questioning whether it was an illegal stop, right? Traffic stop. So now you start questioning their ability to do the job. So they're going to take it personal. And they're going to hold this tape. And at the end, they're going to release this tape. And they're going to laugh at Robert Kraft when they do it.
But if I'm correct, I think the DA went into court to a judge to get them to alter... And they used the Patriot Act to be able to put and have a fake bomb scare in the massage parlor so that they could put up these cameras and also to change the regulations and say, we need to stop somebody on the road, even though it's illegal. We can't stop somebody and ask somebody who's sitting in the passenger side for an ID with no probable cause. They worked around it and got permission from a judge.
See, that's the DA doing that. If you want to go down that road... You may win. It may look like you won, but there's so much more damage can be done. Those prosecutors can do so much damage to you. So you want to sit there and fight it? Okay, good. Go ahead, do whatever you want to do. In the end, we're going to make it even worse.
But is there a chance that judge who gave him that order could sit back and say, you told me this was about human trafficking. You told me you had enough evidence to prove human trafficking. You left the. How long did you leave the cameras in? You didn't have the evidence.
Well, every stakeout could result in an arrest.
Yeah, you could say you abused the Patriot Act. You worked around it.
Bad intel.
Right. That could very well. And I think that is the Kraft case right now.
That's stupid though.
Kraft is out to embarrass this police force and how they went about their job.
Right.
So that's where it becomes personal with them.
Yeah, and every stakeout doesn't result in an arrest.
All right, if you missed what we just said a couple minutes ago, and TMZ is the one that breaks this story, and that is that Robert Kraft's bid to make sure that prostitution sting video doesn't see the light of day might suddenly become a lot more difficult for him to be able to control. Interesting that TMZ breaks the story. Interesting to see that the state attorney general's office in Palm Beach County declined to join in on the motion that Kraft requested yesterday, seeking to prevent the release of any evidence, including that video footage. Now, on top of that, Kraft has more problems, and these problems stem from this incident, and they're right back here at home. We're going to get to that coming up next. We'll get to your phone calls, your reaction at 617-779-7937.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
If they cut a deal, the evidence is sealed. That's not to say it'll never get out. People copy things. It happens. Somebody might get an offer. Somebody who's got a copy of that video. There's not a whole lot you can do to prevent that other than try to go out and buy the copies yourself. But it would mean the government would not release it legally, which right now, under Florida law, it appears that they could in the course of normal proceedings. Yeah, that is the leverage against them, and he's going to try to take away that leverage by getting a judge to say, yeah, there's no reason that should ever be released.
T.J. Quinn, ESPN, he was on yesterday on the station. So here's what it comes down to. So Kraft basically says, no, not going to take the plea deal because it forces me to actually say if the thing went to trial, I would lose it. He's dealing right now with being connected with human trafficking, even though there's no human trafficking down there. And it gets worse here in the last half hour because TMZ, of all media outlets, TMZ is reporting that the prosecutors are telling Robert Kraft, we are not going to help keep this video under wraps. If it gets out, it gets out.
Yeah.
And who's breaking the story? TMZ, who's probably sitting there with a checkbook in hand, sitting there going, how much? How many zeros?
Yeah.
What does it cost this year?
That, to me, would make me scared and make me really nervous.
So what does he do?
Well, just the fact that that they're saying, well, you know, we'll try to do it, but, well, you know, if it gets out, it gets out.
All he can do in any kind of plea or whatever is not admit guilt. That's the only thing he's going to have in this one. And that's why
admit guilt in this. Because if he takes that plea deal.
I'm saying that's why he didn't take that plea deal.
Okay.
And he needed to negotiate. To me, the only way he wins is just some kind of plea agreement to where that last part of admitting that if it went to court, I would have been found guilty. He's trying to get that part out.
I don't think they're going to do that.
I'm just saying that's the only way. The negotiating, this extensive negotiating that's going on before it. Or fight it and be found innocent. You know, not guilty, I should say, because, you know, the cops screwed up some technicality. Find a loophole. Because you can do everything you want to try to hide this tape. I'm telling you, it's coming out.
Yeah.
So it's coming out. I agree.
TMZ doesn't run the story
today.
I'm just saying,
be prepared for when it comes out. Then what do you do? What's your game plan then? How quick can you get rid of it? If TMZ breaks it up, you got to have your lawyers ready to pounce on TMZ. Have the letter ready to be sent, the email, whatever it is, the phone call. You got to have something ready for when this thing comes out.
It's too late.
I know
you can line up all the attorneys you want.
Do you think it's coming out?
Yes.
Do you?
So you can line up all the attorneys you want, Lou. Okay?
So you just can't admit guilt. He's got to deal with the video.
Right. And if the prosecutor is not going along with this right now about helping him out with the video, so he's not even putting this gag order onto it, that means if it gets out, it's still legal. They can get it out there.
So if you
you're right. They're using it as a PowerPoint.
We're holding this over your head.
They agreed to seal it. It was going to get out.
Well, yeah, but it's but at least they'll maybe they'll play along. So you want to play ball? Okay, we can play ball. You want to do this the hard way or the easy way? We can work with you. You take the plea or don't. It's up to you. But if you play ball, then we'll be a little bit more easier on you. If you want to make this more difficult and try to embarrass us and try to make us look stupid, well, then, you're on your own.
I think this thing is getting worse now for Kraft. We started with the human trafficking, and we'll get into how this thing has extended well beyond the human trafficking and the way that people now are reporting this. But it's hurting him locally, and let me just give you this. It's going to hurt him in Arizona next week. Next week at the NFL annual league meetings, the owners' meetings, all of the owners are going to be there. And as Tommy Curran wrote today, I do know this. Absent a statement, absent a resolution before the owners' meetings, this story is a bleeding seal swimming along itself, and the sharks are closing in. That's your biggest nightmare.
Right,
that's
I
the
like
biggest
that
nightmare
one.
In your life. In that swimming pool of
if
yours.
I had a cut and I was bleeding, and there was a shark in the pool.
Yeah. And some of the sharks are Robert Kraft's peers who won't pass on the chance to take a bite next week. Now, we can sit here all we want and say, what's to say that Jim Irsay doesn't have some skeletons in his closet? I'm sure he does. We've already seen a few of them, okay? And some of them
may
be... Hey,
Quentin, what's up, man?
And some of them may be a lot worse than what Kraft's dealing with. Who knows who Arthur Blank has been with or what, massage parlor he's been into recently. It's all irrelevant. These guys are businessmen who, once again, are probably pissed that the New England Patriots won the Super Bowl again. When are they going away? I'm trying to compete. I'm trying to deal with my fan base who's starting to get pissed off because we can't compete with the New England Patriots.
I'm tired of all this winning.
Does anybody think that these other owners are going to treat him with kid gloves next week, especially if this, as Tommy Curran says, doesn't come to a resolution?
See, I disagree with that. I think this is different. I think this is, I almost feel like there'd be more sympathy for him than it would be the other issues that they had in the past. Because I think more guys can probably relate to this. Not all of them, because there's a lot of God-fearing, upstanding guys.
I was just going to ask that.
There's a lot of them that are, they probably look down upon this, but can understand it. And they're not going to expect you to take some ginormous punishment as far as like losing your team. They will say, listen, hey, you know how it works here. You got to take your medicine like all of us. You do something stupid, you're going to get penalized. But I don't think they're going to sit there
and try to undermine the team. I think there's a chance that a lot of them just ignore that emotion and just look at this as an opportunity to have the guy that everybody looks at as one of the greatest owners, even though his team has gotten some trouble, but still, one of the best owners in football. Just to take a bite out of him.
But to embarrass him further, to have him stand
up in front of us, Robert. Just that alone. Because they know the stiff punishment, whatever. They're going to sit there and ask for, what, 6 games, 10 games? Who cares? They know it's not going to affect the product on the football field. They want to knock him down a peg.
See, here's the thing. Do you think that as far as owners go, that he's respected? As far as what he's done for them,
that's irrelevant. But a lot of them, two things, Christian.
I do.
A lot of them won't respect what he did here. They don't like the NFL being tied in with human trafficking, even though human trafficking is not part of it. Unfortunately for him, he's stuck with it. But a guy like Mark Davis is probably looking at the other owners thought I'd be the guy caught in the day spa, right?
Yeah.
It was him. He's having a field day over something like this. I think Lou's right. I think the other owners may feel sympathy for him, may say the right thing to him. Hey, Robert, I know this is tough, man. We're with
you.
Behind his back.
What can you do to him?
They can push the commissioner to give him a...
To do what?
I wouldn't be surprised if he gets suspended for an entire year.
It's just being ridiculous.
It is being ridiculous.
Now, I know they're jealous.
I'm not saying that. I think that's fair.
To me, that looks...
But would that surprise you if they said...
Yes.
It would not surprise me at all.
Here's why.
Because the commissioner only...
They're not that catty.
Oh, yes, they are. The commissioner only cares about the image of the league.
I'm not going to get into hypotheticals.
He's going to have all of these groups. We've got a list of them here who are going to be petitioning, who are going to be going at the league on a regular basis.
Absolutely.
So if he throws a real strict... 1 year suspension for Kraft. He knows that Jonathan is running the organization.
Okay.
He knows it's not going to affect the team. But on the outside, the outside, the shell, the coating, it's going to look like we're turning on.
We already talked about last week about Ed Markey, how he wants to turn in his $3,600 that Kraft contributed.
Hope he's investigating every other contributor.
How about Attorney General? Maura Healey.
This is bad.
So she's partnered, apparently, the New England Patriots Charitable Foundation, a program called Game Change.
For the state.
Yes. Right. Educates young people, dangerous relationship violence, sexual assault. So this is from Healey's spokeswoman. In the light of allegations against Mr. Kraft, it's clear that our office can no longer continue this partnership. Without an acceptance of responsibility and serious remediation. Or his resignation from the foundation. Now, this is where it gets... She says, we need to send a message to young people and survivors of human trafficking that these actions are unacceptable.
This is dangerous.
Human trafficking.
Yep.
Again.
It's exactly what the commissioner is going to do, guys. He's going to get a wallop of a suspension.
Okay.
And it won't be equitable. It won't. But he's going to get it because it's all about right now people trying to show a good face that we care about women who are victims of human trafficking, even though we're talking about a 77-year-old man who went into a day spa because he was a little horny and he wanted something to help him out a little bit. On two different occasions. That's what we're dealing with, but it's not being portrayed that way.
Okay,
you know,
and the Globe is killing him right now.
Oh, that was another Globe article,
by the
way.
And that was that was my issue yesterday. I said, you know, this is, you need to nip this in the bud and be done with it. The more you drag it out, the more
you fight it, all you do
is just allow or encourage other advocacy groups and special interest groups to kind of pile on.
Okay, let's do that. Let's open up the phone lines right now. You know that the video might get out. You know the story with TMZ. The prosecutors are sitting there going, we might let that video out. We're not going to protect that video. TMZ, okay, is right there. The owner's meeting is next week. If you're Robert Kraft, if you're representing Robert Kraft, what do you do right now? What do you do? Your reputation, everything you've built your entire life. Now the attorney general here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts is sitting there going, how much money do you think the New England Patriots Charitable Foundation has given for great causes out there? And the state is sitting there basically saying, nope, we don't want to partner with the New England Patriots Charitable Foundation, even though, by the way, they were ready to drop another $500,000 into our program. So what do you do? If you're representing Kraft, you tell us, what would you do right now? We get to your phone calls, your reaction, 617-779-7937.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, it's all gotten a little bit worse for Robert Kraft. And what does he do now? According to TMZ, in the last hour, the prosecutors have told Robert Kraft, we are not going to help keep the video under wraps. They tell that to TMZ?
Well, I wonder why.
The one media outlet that's sitting there with a checkbook saying, how much do you
need? Don't you think TMZ's monitoring it and is in discussions with them as we speak? And obviously they have been for a while. The minute this thing came out that there was a video, they probably called them that day.
League meetings coming up next week. He's got to face those other owners. He's got to face the commissioner. The attorney general here in Massachusetts basically saying, we can't deal with the New England Patriots Charitable Foundation as long as Robert Kraft is part of the board. He's giving them money, and they're saying no. Now this thing is blowing up even worse for him. To the phone calls we go. We'll start with Bubba in Connecticut. Bubba.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hi, Bubba.
All right, so this is definitely not going to end even if Kraft goes to trial, because, I mean, everyone wants him to take the high road. Shouldn't we be saying the same thing to the prosecutors and the DAs down there in Florida? Because essentially they perpetrated a fraud. They put Robert Kraft's name out front saying human trafficking.
All right, buddy, we're losing your phone. We felt like you had a really good take. Yeah, they're not going to take.
They're not going to take the high road out there.
We've already brought it up. They're politically motivated. Plus, as Christian brought out, the police were going out and doing what they were told to do. That was the. Even though there's no human trafficking here, they still followed through and did what they were told to do. Scott's in Portland. Next up here in EEI, Scotty.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
Good, good. I've had a kind of a different take on this straight from the beginning, and I feel like Kraft should do everything he can to make himself not look like the villain, and I think fighting it is just making himself look more like the villain. I don't think people really care about what he did, barring the human trafficking.
You're wrong.
But I do think that they're going to care that he's fighting this like he is. I think he should just stand up and take the deferment and say, hey, I'm going to donate money to a charity that helps women in these situations, and I did something wrong, and I'm going to own up to it. I think people would respect that.
I would say Scotty is giving us a very logical view of it. You drop the charges. You sit there and say, I'm sorry. I blew it. I shouldn't have done what I did. You got to be careful with every word you say with the story.
I thought I could have beat it.
And
it could have got off on the charges.
We get the point. But you come on, do all that stuff. And then maybe it goes away. It's not going to go away. First of all, for many people across the country, they believe this story is a human trafficking story. Now, there's another group of people that you've got to be concerned with. And we talked about this letter that was signed and sealed by like 80 high-profile people that are involved in National Center on Sexual Exploitation, Stop Human Trafficking. There's a whole list of them. So they send the letter to Roger Goodell. And if you read through the letter and now you hear some of the representatives of this group, you know what they're saying? They're saying, no, we understand that human trafficking might be part of it, but we're against the prostitution. And he raped that woman at the massage parlor. Now, you and I, we're all looking at it, and many of the men that are listening to us right now, I'm not into this thing. Kraft may be into it. Some people may be into it. But let's look at what we think it is. It's a guy, 77 years of age. We keep on bringing that up because I think that is part of the story, who goes in there, and he's getting a happy ending. But these people that are fighting it and want him taken out of the National Football League, forced to give up his franchise, are basically saying if he did this where it was legal in the state of Nevada, they would want the same recommendation to the commissioner, him being thrown out.
Well, that's a different thing.
It's a moral issue for them.
No, there's no question. That's why the woman we had on before, I always forget her name, Rebecca something maybe?
Yep.
Rebecca
Gerber.
That's
how you say her last name.
She was all about the human trafficking. Okay, the little cute petition she put out there and the statement that she had. She even said, let's be clear, she had no problem with soliciting sex. For them, it was about the human trafficking charge. And that's when we got into it. We said, listen, there's no human trafficking. It was factually incorrect. This one here is different. It's not about the human trafficking as much at all. They mention it. It's more about prostitution. They consider it paid rape.
Correct.
Rape as you go.
Correct.
They look at any prostitution as rape.
Correct.
And they want to go after Robert Kraft. 6 games just for the allegation.
They want to make him the poster child of this whole movement.
So if he just came out and said, you know what? Yeah, listen, I had nothing to do. I didn't know anything about human trafficking. You know, but as far as the sex part goes, yeah, I did. I paid for sex. That doesn't stop them.
No.
That makes them even stronger.
No, and they're a powerful entity. There are a lot of powerful groups here that have money behind them. They have U.S. reps, state senators. They have people across the country that are going to pile on here. Mm-hmm. So what does Kraft do? So we talked about this for the last couple of weeks of he's got to separate his name from human trafficking. Well, it doesn't look like he's capable of doing that because people are doing that.
Well, but they won't let him.
But even if he did. Lou's right. The problem is you get this other group right now that's looking at it as a morality play, and they're sitting there going, no. He's still wrong.
Well, let me ask you. So if Robert Kraft does admit the first plea, right, that if it went to court, he'd been found guilty, do you think there's a headline somewhere in this country that says Robert Kraft admits guilt
yes.
in the human trafficking sting yes. down in Florida?
Absolutely. Some editor will sit there and make a fictitious headline.
Not the prostitution part, yep. but there will be yep. a headline. It says that Robert Kraft admits if it went to court, you'd be found guilty. Yep. His involvement in the human trafficking sting in Florida. You know as well as I do that article will be written somewhere in this country.
There's no question.
More than once.
This is a lot
deeper. Sacramento Bee, head
no doubt.
Front page.
Detroit Free Press.
I'll check it out for you.
Orlando Fentanyl.
This tells me that Kraft is in this thing a lot deeper.
Okay, so you asked what should he do?
What should he do?
Okay. Do we all agree?
Legal advice from Fourier.
Dental
advice last hour.
The damage is unavoidable. It's unavoidable. The perception is unavoidable. It can only get worse. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Like, the damage is done, and the longer it goes, it's only going to get worse.
The video makes it worse.
It's only going to get worse.
Right.
So why prolong? My thing, I would be like, okay, no contest. It is what it is. I'm not getting out of it. The owners will give me a break. What he has done in the past will overcome everything else that these people are accusing him of. It's political, fine, whatever. Let's move on with our life. Like, the healing needs to start again.
It's not going to.
All you're doing is, in my opinion, you put a Band-Aid on it, you rip it off, it's got to heal again. Put a Band-Aid on it. All you're doing is giving all these people more time, more ammunition, and they're getting more followers.
So what's the Band-Aid?
Oh, wait, there's a clause over there?
Okay.
What? There is?
Christian, should he take this plea deal?
No, this plea deal, no. Just
so what
no contest.
What should
no
he do?
Contest.
I got the Band-Aids. What should he do, though?
No contest. Do your community service.
No, that's what this plea deal is.
That was different.
I think with no contest, guys,
different.
I think with no contest, it's the same thing.
Yeah, but you at least...
I think Mike McCann's kind of said that, didn't he?
Well, this one
here... Or wrote that.
If I believe right, the no contest was at least... a guy like Robert Kraft could say, listen, if it went to court, I think I had a good case. We just didn't want to go that far. I think there's a chance I could have won this case. He can always say that if he wants.
And then the video comes out the very next day.
Well, whatever. What they were saying in this plea was you got to admit that if it went to court, you were going to be found guilty.
Right. And I think
there's a big difference there.
I think if he
semantics,
constructed that and wrote that specifically for him. Forget about all the other Johns. Everything that comes out is really focused on Kraft. Everybody else, you want to get out of this thing? It's a slap on the wrist. I'll see you when I see you.
That's like when the guy, goes down in a plane, so-and-so, and 14 others perished. Yeah. We should check that out, but I believe that it would be a very similar arrangement if it was no contest. Let's get back to the phones, because I want to find out what you out there think he should do. I think he's in a real difficult situation.
In a pickle.
Where this stuff is just piling on. Every single day, and it's well beyond the human trafficking, even though the human trafficking is the worst part of it. Tracy is in Milton here on OMF. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
I've been listening to Christian pretty much for the last hour.
That's Counselor Fourier. Counselor.
I have to say, I concur 100% in so much as this is a guy, and the emphasis is on, this is a man who went and did something that thousands and thousands of other men do, daily, monthly, whatever. They just do it. Personally, you guys think the age is a factor. I just look at it like this is just a guy doing, what some guys do. And as far as the owner's meeting goes, I really don't think he's going to be. He's a guy. And Christian had kind of said that. These other guys are just going to be like, whatever, man. This is what we do. This is what some guys do. I don't think they're going to pick him apart. I don't think they're going to give him a hard time.
Not the owners. I don't think the owners will. I agree with you.
Yeah, but what about the special interest groups here, Tracy? Because I thought the same thing, because I looked at it and said, okay, what's he guilty of? He's guilty of going in getting, special treatment beyond a massage. Right. Have guys done that before? Sure they have or whatever. The human trafficking part, to all of us, was a serious, serious charge. But he's not been charged, and nobody else has been, with human trafficking. So it really comes down to having a good time in the massage parlor, which is illegal, right? The problem is you've got groups out there, very powerful special interest groups, who are sitting there saying that's irrelevant. Matter of fact, they are now claiming that if any of these owners, because the commissioner made the mistake of saying we put the standards at a much higher level for the owners than we do the players, they claim if an owner goes into a strip club, that therefore that owner should be forced to give up his franchise.
Ridiculous.
That's where we are. So we're sitting here, and we're guys. I know that. And we're sitting here going, okay, he was trying to get a little extra. It's okay. Yeah, what the hell? And pay the fine and move on. But it's much worse than that. They're in Massachusetts, they don't want to accept his money right now as part of a charitable foundation.
Well, I think the other thing, like, that Christian has said is, you know, pull the bandit off and let's be done with it. I do agree he needs to step up. I think whoever giving him the advice to prolong this is a huge mistake.
How step because up? What does he do?
He steps forward. He says, yes. Yes, I was with the prostitutes. Yes, I had sex. Yes, I paid for it. I mean, the trafficking is, to me right now, is a non-issue. It's off the table.
Okay, we agree. So should he do that now before he gets, because Tom Curran says it's like a bleeding seal going into the Shark Tank next week with the owners meeting. Should Robert Kraft, between now and next week in Arizona with the meetings, should he set up an interview, Norm McDonald, one of these people, O'Donnell, one of these people, do an interview in which he sits down with a sad face, maybe a tear or two, and says, I made a mistake. I was lonely. I would not use,
I love analogies. You guys know this. But I would not use a bleeding seal. I would use a bleeding shark. They're all sharks. He got hit. He's bleeding. He's suffering. He's got to keep moving.
And
the other sharks are not really.
No, the point. I want to give my own analogy. Bleeding.
I know he's the seal.
And sharks like the blood.
And they want to go eat him. No, I say no. I don't like that analogy. So he's a shark also.
Keep an analogy out of it. Give me the true story. Should he come forward, do an interview now, and say, first of all,
not yet.
I had nothing to do with human trafficking.
Wait till it's over.
Should he tell the story that I had nothing to do? I had no idea. I knew those two women. Admit it if he's been there. Many times
no,
before.
I
know those two women.
Legal issues have to be over. Once the legal issues are over, then you address it.
Yeah, but the legal is not the... We said this from day one, guys. It's the court of public opinion.
All right, so
that is the biggest...
You can't prematurely go out there and just because you're so anxious to get your story out. To me, that's bad
but
business.
But this isn't like, okay, you know, you're saying, you know, the court of public opinion. I agree. It's not in the legal court. So do you want to fight the legal court and possibly lose the public opinion? But how can you win back the court of public opinion? To you said, is it falling on the sword?
Yes.
Is it having that sort of one-on-one interview?
I think you have to. You know what?
Okay,
we're
but you get
forgiving
sympathy
society.
In New England. Do people outside of New England care? You're the New England Patriots. There's so much hatred for this organization.
Yes, that's part
of it. There won't be as much sympathy, I think, as you think. They'll say, you know what? You're still guilty of it. You committed a crime. Now, Roger Goodell, one of your owners admitted to this. What are you going to do about it?
He's going to get a major suspension, and I think I would not be surprised at all, as I said. I don't think it would be fair, but it would not surprise me at all. We had a coach. Sean Payton was suspended for an entire season, guys. It would not surprise me at all if the commissioner looks at it. He likes Robert Kraft and says, you know what? It won't really hurt the Patriot organization, but I need to stand up for all these groups that are coming at my ass right now. So I'm going to give him a one-year suspension. Jonathan will run the organization. He'll be fine. You know, Robert can be behind the scenes or whatever. And show something, some demonstration of we're taking, because he's got all of these special interest groups. We all know what they're like. Talk about sharks. When they feel and see some blood in the water, that's where they're going to jump. Because
the problem that I think he has is that everybody keeps saying the most important thing is keeping this video out of the public.
Yes.
And I think you almost have to punt on that and be prepared for when it does, what do you do? That's what I think you should start thinking about, because this thing is coming out.
You know,
I'm sorry, it's coming out.
You know what you say? Is that bad lighting? I don't think that's me.
It look like me.
I don't think that's
deny.
What was the guy? Was it the governor of Virginia that originally came out? And
Robert, you're still wearing your Air Force Ones,
right? And he did the blackface. You remember that? And then he admitted that he once did blackface. And then the video or the picture came out. He said, "Wait a minute, that's not me. That wasn't me." Too late. You already admitted that you dressed up in blackface, right? So you can't get away with it. What does Robert Kraft do right now? They're coming at him. TMZ is sitting there going, okay, we might have the video. The prosecutors are saying, we're not going to help keep this video under wraps. He's got a whole lot of problems right now.
Ally yourself
does he do?
With TMZ. That's the first thing I would do. Buy TMZ. Just buy the whole thing. Purchase
it. That's not a bad idea.
That's what I would do.
That's not a bad idea. 617-779-7937. Back to your phone calls next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.